It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland. I'll be bringing tonight's game to you from North Posey Gymnasium here. Lady Vikings take on the South Spencer Lady Rebels, who are 9-10 on the season. North Posey is currently 14-6 and on a three-game win streak. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're about 8 minutes away from the national anthem. Then we'll announce the lineups, and we'll bring you the tip-off of the first quarter. Coming into this game tonight, South Spencer, coached by Rob Schulte. He's 23-22 in his second year with South Spencer. While North Posey is coached by Kevin Cole. He's at 14-6 in his first season with North Posey. South Spencer's last game, they played at Lighthouse Christian and defeated them 68-19. And North Posey's last game was against Tell City, and that final score was 49-27. Common opponents between the two schools. South Spencer's 4-7 against common opponents, while North Posey is 10-4. This series goes back for the last 20 years. This series, North Posey has won this series 13 of the 20 times that these two schools have played. Last meeting last year, South Spencer defeated North Posey. That was back on January 23rd, 2024. And South Spencer beat North Posey 57-48. So that was what happened last year in this matchup. South Spencer, actually, last year they made some noise in the postseason and beat the favorite Crawford County in the sectional championship, and they advanced to the regionals. So South Spencer was a sectional champion last season, and that game was hosted at South Spencer. But some key wins for North Posey this year: they beat Evansville Central, which Evansville Central right now is just unbelievably on a roll right now. They're ranked fourth right now in the AP polls right now. And North Posey defeated them back on November 26th. Then North Posey came from behind down 15-0 to start off the game and beat Evansville Wrights 54-51. That's another key win of theirs on the season as well. Then North Posey also defeated Heritage Hills, another good team, 62-53. So the Vikings have had a very good year so far. They've won six of their last seven games they've played. And their only loss in the last seven games was against a very good North Knox team, which is ranked third in the state, when they lost to them 66-32. And that game was just a good tune-up for the Lady Vikings basketball team going into this postseason. But it was a tough battle for them, and them trying to break a press as well in that game. For South Spencer, some key wins for them so far this season. They beat Princeton in double overtime. They beat Muhlenberg County. They beat Owensboro Apollo. They beat Tell City by 9 points. And they beat Forest Park by one, which Forest Park, we're going to be playing them on Thursday night at Forest Park. That'd be the final game of the season for North Posey. PAC standing so far this year, leading the way right now is Washington and Gibson Southern. They're both tied at 10-0 in the PAC. They meet tonight, and that game will be played, I believe, at Washington, and it is at Washington. That game is at Washington. So Gibson Southern's will play at Washington tonight. That will be for all the marbles. That will be for the championship tonight in the PAC. So that's a barn burner there. Going to be going into that game. Washington's on a 16-game win streak, while Gibson Southern's on a 6-game win streak. As for North Posey, they're in fourth place in the PAC currently on a 3-game win streak, while South Spencer is currently in seventh place in the PAC at 5-5, and they won their last game. So that's a little bit about the standings in the PAC for both these schools. Other games going on in the PAC tonight. We got Boonville at Wrights. Like I said, Gibson Southern at Washington for the PAC championship. Heritage Hills at Evansville Christian. Mount Vernon at Wood Memorial. Pike Central at Tecumseh, and in Springs Valley at Tell City. Those are the games going on tonight. Mount Vernon will be back. They will be playing again. Tomorrow night, we only have one game on the schedule, and that's going to be Mount Vernon playing at Carmi, Illinois. So that's the only game going on tomorrow night. Norposi, the sectional pairings came out last Sunday. Norposi got a they got to play Evansville Modern Day in their first game of the sectional. That game will be played on Wednesday at around 5:30. And that'll be 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. So they will play the first game in that tournament. Will be Pike Central against Perry Central. That game will be played on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock Central Time. Then on Wednesday night, Norposi will play the opening game against Modern Day at 6:30. While at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, South Spencer will play Forest Park. And those are the next two opponents Norposi is going to be playing. So we get to see a little bit of each of those teams. Then if Norposi, so the winner of the Pike Central-Perry Central game will play Tell City on Friday night, while the winner of the Norposi-Modern Day will play the winner of the South Spencer-Forest Park game. And the winners of those games will play on Saturday night for the sectional championship. So that's a little bit of a breakdown of the upcoming sectionals as well. Norposi this week was in the AP rankings this week. They're ranked 16th in the state in the Class 2A right now. So congratulations to them. That's the first time this season they've been put in the Class 2A rankings. So other local teams in the Class 2A rankings, we got South Knox is number one, 21-2. Then we have North Knox is in seventh rank at 14-6. Lanesville is here in the south, but they're one of the teams we could meet in the regionals or semi-state at 15-3. Brownstown Central is another team we could meet in the regionals or semi-state at 17-5. And then you got Norposi at 16. So not pretty good so far there. I'm happy to see Norposi. They're recognizing Norposi for having a very good season so far. So congratulations to them. We are about 2 minutes away from the national anthem. Also, another thing as well I'm going to announce as well is Ellie Jo Johnson is back, going to be back on the court again tonight for Norposi. She's going to be limited on her playing time, but she will play tonight for Norposi. So that is very good news for Lady Vikings. So both teams are going back to their benches right now, and we're about to have the national anthem. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you tonight's starting lineups. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. Starting lines for tonight's game, like this, for South Spencer, they will have sophomore guard number one, Alexis Harris. She leads him in scoring at 12.3 a game. Then we got sophomore guard number three, J.C. Meese, averages 11.5 a game. Then we got Cadence Crane, number 10, averages 5 points a game. And senior forward, number 20, Kenlin Shorts, averages 11.1 a game. Then their center averages 1.5 a game is number 30, Kendall Raff, R-A-F-F, R-A-A-F, that's what it's spelled like. For North Posey, their starting lineup tonight will go like this. You have junior guard number 3, Mallory Lugs, averaging 6.7 a game. Then we got junior forward number 5, Kylie Bender, averages 6.7 a game. Senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath, averages 15.7 a game. Then you got junior forward number 20, Ella Weatherhill, averages 7.1 a game. Then junior forward number 20, Jazz Ward, averages 6.4 a game, and they are coached by Kevin Cole. North Posey coming in this game wearing white jerseys with red lettering. South Spencer will be in blue jerseys with white lettering. Posey's home team on the scoreboard. South Spencer will be the away team. Thanks for joining us here. We're almost ready to tip off. You just joined us. And we're about seconds away from starting. Here we go. This is the second last game of the season for North Posey before they start the sectionals next Wednesday night. So I got two games left here. Heath jumps, gets the win. North Posey wins the tip off. Weatherhill will be able to catch the ball. Gets over to Lugs. Lugs dribbling the ball right now. Dribbles to the left side. Can't find anybody. Just passes it over to Weatherhill. Weatherhill throws the baseline to Bender to the right side. Bender passes it back out to Weatherhill. Weatherhill throws it out to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Bender. Bender throws in the baseline to Ward. Ward takes a dribble. Tries a bounce pass in the middle there, and nobody there, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be South Spencer ball. 7:25 left here, first quarter. Still a scoreless game in this matchup. North Posey playing a full-court press on South Spencer. South Spencer gets it inbounds. Schwartz gets it inbounds. Gets it over to Harris. Out to Crane. Crane bounce passes it to Meese. Meese over to Schwartz. Schwartz gives it to Meese. Back to Schwartz. Back over to Meese. To Raff. Meese takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebound it by Crane. Crane gives the ball to Harris. Harris drives the baseline, tries to bounce pass it, loses control of it. North Posey, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to The possession arrow is going to go to South Spencer. So we got 6 minutes, 50 seconds left here. Still a scoreless game. South Spencer going to get the ball. We come back on the play here. We get inbounds to Shorts. Shorts gives it to Meese. Over to Crane. Crane takes a jump shot, missed it, no good. Rebounded by Heath. Heath gets the ball to Lewis, throws it up court to Bender on the baseline. Back out to Lewis. Over to Heath. Heath does not decide not to take a dribble, just pass it back to Lewis. Lewis outside the top of the key. Bounce pass in the paint there to Ward. Ward lost control of it, but it bounced off her leg, and they said it went off her, and it's going to be South Spencer ball. 6 minutes, 19 seconds left here, first quarter. Still a scoreless game. South Spencer trying to get the ball inbounds. They get it inbounds. Short, and Heath just stole the ball from her. Bounce pass to Bender. Bender banks it off the glass. It's good. Kylie Bender, two-point basket. 2-0. North Posey leads by two. South Spencer breaks the press. Gets it to Crane. Crane takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gets the ball to Lugs. Lugs looks up court. Gives it to Bender. Over to Ward. Ward takes a jump shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Meese. Meese bringing the ball to court for South Spencer. Gives it over to Crane. Over to Shorts. Back out to Meese. Meese throws another side to Harris. Over to Crane. Crane gives it to Meese on the baseline. Over to Shorts in the middle. Back out to Crane for the three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gets rebound. Goes it to Lewis. Lewis goes up court. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Weatherholt got fouled, and she's going to go in line for two. So Ella Weatherholt's going to go in line for two free throw shots. That foul is on number 10, Cadence Crane. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for South Spencer. Going in line for two free throw shots is Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt missed her first free throw shot. Weatherholt's been one of the better free throw shooters for North Posey this season. Here, take her second free throw shot. It goes up. And it rolls out also. So she goes 0 for 2. That's unlike her. Normally, Meese bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer. Harris is. Harris gives it to Shorts. Shorts tries to go up with it, lose control of it, and it went off of North Posey player. It's going to be South Spencer ball. In the game for North Posey is Addie Murphy. For number 20, Ella Weatherholt. South Spencer going to make a couple of substitutions. When we come back into play here, they didn't get him in yet. In the middle to Raff. Raff banks it off the glass, no good. And it goes off of Raff, and it's going to be more Posey ball. Substitution for South Spencer. They are going to have number 12, Kaylin Cook. And number 21, Kylie Donahoe. So number 21, Kylie Donahoe. Number 12, Kaylin Cook. Lewis bringing the ball at the court for North Posey. She gets across the mid-court line. To the Bender. Bender takes two dribbles. Passes it back to Heath. Heath decides to pass it back out to Bender over to Lewis. Lewis goes inside with a nice bounce pass to Murphy. Murphy couldn't get it to anybody. Got it to Heath, and Heath banked it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 4-0, North Posey. 4:28 left here, first quarter. South Spencer broke the press, got it in to Shorts, out to Harris. Harris takes a jump shot. Harris goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward gets the ball to Lugs. Lugs drives the lane there, goes up with it, breaks out the glass, no good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe gets the ball to Meese. Meese bringing the ball to court for South Spencer. She gets across the 10-second line. He's still driving Lehner, tries to go up with it, and she got fouled by Mallory Lewis. That will be Lewis' first personal foul, and that will be the first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots will be J.C. Meese. Meese averages 11.5 a game. Meese takes the first free throw shot, and it's no good. Substitution in the game for North Posey is Ellie Jo Johnson. Welcome back. And also number 15, Kelly Meek. Or Kelly Wink. Kelly Wink. Kelly Wink gets it. And Meese made her second free throw shot. So South Spencer's on the board now. 4-1 is the score. 3:55 left here in the first quarter. Illy Joe Johnson handling the ball right now from Marposi. Pass it over to Heath. He throws across to Johnson. Back over to Lugs. Heath takes a three-point shot. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Meese. Meese strokes up court to Donahoe. Passes it to Wink. Wink takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. And we got a possession arrow here again. And that one's going to go to Narposi. So Narposi is going to inbound the ball underneath the South Spencer basket. Go the full length of court. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball up the court for Narposi. Glad to see her back on the court tonight. Narposi really needs her ball handling. Lewis passes over to Johnson. Over to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Heath gets her own rebound. Pass on the baseline to Heath. Murphy in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 6-1, Narposi. 2:58 left here. First quarter. Spencer. Throw to Meese. Over to Wink. And Wink tried to make a pass, and Murphy was able to steal it. Get it up there. Lugs. Lugs bring the ball to court. Lugs driving the lane there. Goes up with it. Tries to lay up with it. And she gets fouled going to the basket. So good move there by Lugs to drive to the basket and draw a foul. And that foul's on Kelly Wink. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for South Spencer. Going live for two free throw shots is Mallory Lugs. Lugs takes her first free throw shot. It's no good. Posey's 0 for 3 tonight so far here at the free throw line. There must be a lid on that basket there on free throws tonight. So, because Narposi's not hit a free throw yet. So, Lewis getting her to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's good. So, there is no lid on the basket. So, 7-1 now is the score. Back in the game for Narposi is Ella Weatherholt for Mallory Lewis. Narposi's still on full court press. Down 2:40 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 7-1. Shorts. Gets the ball, Pat gets it up court to Wink. Wink still dribbling, gets in the middle of Schwartz. Schwartz takes a shot, blocked by Ward. Ward got it, made a bounce pass, stole it, got it stolen. And Donahoe got it back and made the two-point basket. Callie Donahoe, two-point basket. 7-3 now is the score. Lady Vikings up by 4. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Murphy got the ball. Gizzard Johnson top the key to Weatherholt. Over to Murphy on the left-hand side. Back over to Johnson. Johnson still handling it. Gives it to Murphy. Murphy takes a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by South Spencer's. Who's that, number 12? Kalen Cook. And got the ball up to Wink. And Wink made a layup. Two-point basket by Callie Wink. 7-6 now to score. Or 7-5, 7-5. 7-5 score now. Lady Vikings up 2, minute 37 left. Got ahead of myself. 7-5 is the score now. And Johnson's got the ball. Bounce pass to Ward. Ward takes a high arch shot. No good. Rebounded by Shorts. Shorts gets the ball to Meese. Meese looks up court to Wink. Wink tries to go up with it. Lays it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Callie Wink. 7-7 now is the score. Tie game now. Minute 12 left here, first quarter. Johnson gives the ball to Murphy on the baseline. Back out the top of the key to Johnson. Over on the right side to Heath. Is it Johnson? Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward goes off the glass. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 9-7 now. Narposi leads by 2. They get ball court, and it went off of a South Spencer player, and it went out of bounds. I mean, Narposi ball. Back in the game now is Mallory Lewis for Ellie Joe Johnson. You can see Johnson back in the game for a couple minutes. 47.8 seconds left. Lady Vikings lead 9-7. Lewis got the ball, gives it to Murphy. Murphy back to Lewis. Outside the three-point line. Bounce pass back to Murphy on the baseline to Heath. Heath passes it back out to Murphy. Murphy still handling it down to 32 seconds on the clock, game clock, in the first quarter. In the middle to Weatherholt, back out to Murphy. Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Shorts for, no, by Raff for South Spencer. Gets it to Harris. Harris throws it up court to number 12, Kaelin Cook. And Kaelin Cook just gets a nice two-point bank shot. 9-9 is the score. 8 seconds left here in the quarter. Tie game. Posey gives it to Murphy. Down to two. He takes a three-point shot. Goes up, and it's no good. At the end of one quarter, North Posey, this game is tied at 9-9. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing live action here tonight. We're going to start second quarter. South Spencer's going to get the ball. They're going to inbound at midcourt. They get it inbounds to Donahoe, back over to Harris. Harris passes it to Meese. Meese being guarded by Lewis. To Harris in the middle to Schwartz, back out to Harris. Harris takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Murphy. Murphy bringing the ball to court. Did a good job ball handling. It's over to Bender. Bender top the key to Lewis. Lewis back over to Bender. Bender takes a few dribbles. Gives the top the key to Weatherholt. Over the baseline to Lewis. Bounce pass. She tried to make a bounce pass to Weatherholt, and it was a kick ball by South Spencer. It's going to be North Posey ball here. 7:24 left here in the second quarter. Tied game, 9-9. Bender going to inbound the ball from North Posey. Gets it up top to Murphy. Murphy goes in up with it, takes a jump shot, rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Addie Murphy. 11-9. North Posey leads by two. North Posey still playing a full-court press. Top Schwartz to Crane. Lost the ball. Weatherholt gets the ball to fast break to Lewis. Lewis passes it back out to Bender, and Bender lost control of it, and it's going to be South Spencer ball. 6:58 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a two-point lead at 11-9. South Spencer gets the ball at court to Meese. Meese throws it over top. Donahoe. Back top the key to Crane. Over to Meese again for a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by J.C. Meese. 12-11. South Spencer leads by one. 6:43 left here in the second quarter. Ball on the baseline. Out to Bender. Over to Lewis. Lewis top the key to Bender. Over on the right side to Weatherholt. Weatherholt lost control of it. South Spencer stole the ball to bring it to court. Meese bringing the ball to court. And she got called for traveling. No, that was Harris. It got the number one, number three kind of blending together. So, but that was a turnover there by South Spencer. North Posey did not need a South Spencer go down on a fast break to get a 2 points. So it went well for North Posey. So Jazz Ward and Ellie Joe Johnson are back in the game for North Posey. 6:16 left here in the second quarter. North Posey trails 12-11. Get in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Banks out the glass. Is good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 13-12. North Posey leads by one. Shorts gets the ball. Gets it over to Meese. Back over to Harris. Harris back to Denise. Over to Crane. Crane gets the ball to Donahoe. Donahoe hands it off to Meese on the baseline to Harris. Back out top of the key to Crane over on the left side to Schwartz. Schwartz takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball in the court for Marposi. Johnson gets it out to Heath. Heath was going to take a three-point shot. Decided not to. That's over to Bender on the left side to Lewis. In the middle to Ward. Back out to Lewis. Or on the right side baseline to Heath. Back out to the top of the key to Johnson. Johnson gives it on the left baseline to Heath Lugs. In the middle to Heath. Back out to Bender. Bender takes three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Bender. 16-12 now. Narposi leads by four. 5:06 left here, second quarter. South Spencer trying to get break the full-court press. Shorts got the ball, gets it, and got it stolen. Lugs coming down the court, lays it up on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lugs. 18-12 now. Narposi leads by six. We got a 30-second timeout by South Spencer. 4 minutes, 54 seconds left here in the second quarter. Narposi is on a 7-0 run right now on South Spencer. After losing the lead for the first time in the game at 12-11, Narposi has rattled off seven straight points and now lead this game by the score of 18-12. So, Lady Vikings playing the way they should be playing, and these last couple possessions, they've really kicked it in. Their defense has played better, and their judgment shooting-wise is a lot better. So, Jazz Ward's having a very good game. She's had a good last three games, or three games. She scored 14, 13, and Saturday, I think she only scored seven, but she's had, her game has really picked up. South Spencer tries to get it up court to get it to Harris. Harris gets across the second line. Or in the middle, the Wink. Wink tries to bank it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender throws it up to Lewis. In the middle to Ward. Ward bounce pass to Heath. Heath goes up with it, and she makes the basket. She goes to the line. She got fouled. And Heath's going to go to the line for the three-point play. And that foul is on one, Alexis Harris. That's her first personal foul. That's the first team foul of the quarter. Going to line. Heath makes her free throw shot, and she gets a three-point play. Heath now has 5 points in the game now. 21-12 is the score. Biggest lead of the night for Marposi here at 9 points. 4:33 left here, second quarter. Wink gets the ball to Meese. Meese banks out the glass, and it's good. Two-point basket by J.C. Meese. 21-14 is the score now. Ellie Joe Johnson handling the ball for Marposi. 4:17 left here, second quarter. You just joined us. Marposi leads 21-14. They were currently on a 9-0 run there for a little bit. And South Spencer just scored a basket. So Bender takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded. Yeah, it was a good move there by Bender. That was a rebound by Kaylin Cook, but Cook couldn't hold her balance, so Bender ran over and grabbed the ball and got the possession arrow, and Norpo's got the ball back. So 3:58 left here, second quarter. Good move there by Bender on the defensive side. Gets it into Heath. Heath passes it to Lewis. Lewis bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Oh, Ward saved it. Got the ball into Lewis. Lewis lays it up off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 23-14 is the score. Marposi leads again by nine. Get it up to Johnson. Johnson almost got it stolen. Gets it over to Shorts. Over to Wink. Wink takes a three-point shot. It's a two-point basket by Callie Wink. 23-16 is the score. Lady Vikings lead by seven. Gets in the middle to Heath. Back out to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot. Little air ball, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be South Spencer ball. 3:14 left here in the second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 7-point lead, 23-16. Marposi still playing a full-court press. Harris gets trapped in the corner there. Gets across the 10-second line by Donahoe. Gets it. Donahoe takes a three-point shot. Goes up. And it's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Donahoe. 23-19. Lady Vikings up 4 now. 2:56 left here in the quarter. Lady Vikings were up 9 a little bit ago. Now they're only up 4. In the middle there, nice pass from Weatherholt to Ward inside the paint, and Ward made the 2-point basket. 25-19 now is the score. South Spencer gets the ball up court. Donahoe gets it over to Wink. Wink takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender got knocked down. They didn't call a foul. They should have. Get Johnson's handling the ball. Gets it to Lewis. Lewis lays it up on the glass. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe gets the ball to Meese. Meese bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer. Meese tries to lay it up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt bringing the ball up the court on a fast break from Raposi. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson gives it over to Lewis on the left side. Top the key to Bender. Back over to Johnson. Johnson gives it over to Lewis. In the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. And Weatherholt gets fouled going to the basket. She's going to go line for two. Two free throw shots. And that foul is the number 3, J.C. Meese. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for South Spencer. Going to line for two free throw shots will be Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot. That's good. That's her first point of the game. 26-19 is the score now. Lady Vikings up. Lady Vikings up by 7. Weatherholt getting her take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's no good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Meese bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer. Pass it over to Wink. Wink takes a 3-point shot. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off South Spencer. Nora Posey ball. And we got a timeout. A 30-second timeout by Nora Posey. So 1 minute, 42 seconds left here. First half, Lady Vikings lead 26-19 over South Spencer. South Spencer had one lead in this game at 12-11. Then Nora Posey went on a 10-0 run. And South Spencer closed back in on at 23-19. And currently right now we are at a 7-point game with Nora Posey leading by the score of 26-19. With 1:42 left here in the first half. Everybody in Nora Posey's lineup has contributed so far here in this first half. Been a well-played game here by the Lady Vikings so far. But hopefully they can pull away a little more here in the end of this first half. So Luke's got the ball, gives it to Murphy. Murphy, bounce pass over to Bender. Bender. Passes it back out to Lewis. Bounce pass in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks off the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 28-19 is the score. Raposi still playing full court press. Meese gets across the 10-second line for South Spencer. Down a minute 15 left here, first half. Over to Wink. Wink, bounce pass in the middle to Shorts. Back over to Meese. Meese takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to the court. 1 minute exactly left here in the first half. Lewis passes over to Murphy. Murphy over to Bender in the middle. So Weatherholt back out to Bender. Middle to Murphy back out or to Bender. Bender takes a 3-point shot. Goes up. No good. Bender tries to get her own rebound, and she's probably going to get called. I think she's going to get called for the foul on that. It's on number 5. Kylie Bender, that's her first personal foul. That's the first team foul of the quarter for Nora Posey. So South Spencer trying to get the ball inbounds. Get it inbounds to Shorts. Kendall Shorts still handling it. Gives it to Meese. Looks up court to Donahoe. Donahoe to Wink. Wink. Tried to make a bounce pass. Stolen by Weatherholt. Weatherholt bringing the ball to court for Nora Posey. Looks up top to Heath. Heath lays it up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Back up to Lewis. Lewis gets fouled, and she makes the 2-point basket before she gets fouled. And she's going to go to the line for the 3-point play. And that foul is a number 15, Callie Wink, her second personal foul, 13th foul of the quarter. Going to the line for the 3-point play will be Mallory Lewis. Looks. It's a free throw shot. It rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender lays it up off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Kylie Bender. 32-19 is the score. Lady Vikings up 13. 7 seconds left here in the half. Gets it over to Wink. Wink back out to Short. Short takes a three-point shot. No good. And that is the end of the first half. At the end of the first half, North Posey leads by the score of 32-19. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Vikings basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstock, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. We're here at the halftime break. North Posey leads this game by the score of 32-19. Good game so far by North Posey. They're playing very well. South Spencer had the lead one time at 12-11.
Yeah.
And then from that point, North Posey has really took off and never looked back. In the first quarter, North Posey led by as much as 7-1. Then South Spencer went back, went on a 6-0 run, tied the game up at 7-7. Then we closed out the first quarter with a 9-9 tied game. Second quarter came along, South Spencer took the lead at 12-11. Then from that point, North Posey went on a 10-0 run to take a 21-12 lead over South Spencer. Then South Spencer closed back in the game, got within 4 points of North Posey at 23-19. Then from that point, North Posey closed out the second quarter on a 9-0 run and now lead at the half here at 32-19. So very good basketball so far by North Posey. They outscored. The game was tied at 9-9 after one quarter of play. North Posey outscored South Spencer 23-10 in the second quarter to take a 32-19 lead here at the half. Individual scoring-wise in the first half, leading the way for South Spencer, they got two players. We got J.C. Meese with 6 points and Callie Wink with 6 points. We got Kylie Donahoe with 5 points. And Kaylin Cook with 2 points. They've only had 4 players score so far here in this first half. For North Posey, they're led in scoring by Jazz Ward. She's got 8 points. She's got 4 points each in the first and second quarters. All her points are inside the paint. Then we got Mallory Lugs with 7 points. Kylie Bender with 7 points. Then we got Alyssa Heath with 5 points. Ella Weatherholt with 3 points and Addie Murphy with 2 points. So everybody's contributing to the Lady Vikings scoring here in this first half. It's also good to see Ellie Jo Johnson back out on the court tonight as well for North Posey, because they really need her out there for her leadership and for her good ball handling tonight for Lady Vikings. So good to see her back as well. So that's a breakdown of that. Free throw wise in the first half, North Posey didn't do too well in the free throw line, but they shot 3 for 8 from the free throw line in the first half, while South Spencer went 1 for 2. Foul total wise, South Spencer only had 5 fouls in the first half, while North Posey only had 2. They only committed 2 fouls in the first half. So that's a breakdown really of what happened so far here in this first half of play. Lady Vikings lead 32-19 at the halftime break. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to take another small break. When we come back, I'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. We're about to start the third quarter. North Posey leads this game by the score of 32-19. Lady Vikings played a little bit slow there. Had a start off a little off in the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter, but really came on at the end of the second quarter and got a 13-point cushion here going into the third quarter. So, but South Spencer are going to get the ball when we come back on the play here. Looks like Alexis Harris going inbound the ball for South Spencer, number one. And she inbounds it to Meese. J.C. Meese, the on the ball right now for South Spencer, gets over to Harris. Harris goes in the middle of the Shorts. And Shorts trying to make a bounce pass in, and I think it went off the leg of Lewis, and it's got to be South Spencer ball still. 7:50 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 13. Harris going to inbound the ball for South Spencer. It's up top to Meese. Meese takes a long three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Lewis waiting for a couple players to move a little bit. See what she's going to do. Bounce pass over to Weatherholt outside the three-point line, over to Weatherholt in the middle to Ward. Ward back out to Heath. He takes a jump shot, goes up, off the rim, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis got the ball knocked out of her hands. South Spencer recovered it. Schwartz bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer. Bounce pass over to Crane, back out to Harris. Harris drives in the lane there, gets it blocked by Bender. Rebounded, stolen by Weatherholt. Weatherholt bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Weatherholt lost it, but recovered by Bender. Back out to Ward. Ward takes a jump shot. Goes out. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Nice pass to Lewis, and Lewis makes a two-point shot. 34-19 now is the score. North Posey leads by 15. Biggest lead of the night. Meese gets the ball in baseline to Crane, in the middle to Raff. Raff tries to go up with it. Can't. Gets it stolen by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Ward. Ward gets it across the 10-second line. Ward bounce pass in the middle there. Nice pass to Heath, and Heath banks it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 36-19 is the score. We got a full timeout by South Spencer. 6:28 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 36-19. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. 6:28 left here, third quarter. North Posey has a 17-point lead at 36-19. South Spencer, North Posey is currently on a 4-0 run here in the start of this third quarter. And South Spencer going inbound the ball, and they're going to have to go full length of the court. So J.C. Meese bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer, number three. Meese gets across the 10-second line, bounce pass over to Harris. Harris bounce pass the baseline to Donahoe, back out to Harris, over to Meese, back to Harris. Harris takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alexis Harris. That's her first points of the game, 36-22. And she's our leading scorer, and that was her first basket of the game. Bender handling the ball. And Bender lost control of it, and it went out of bounds off of South Spencer. This could be Lady Viking ball underneath Marposi's basket here at the 5:54 mark of the third quarter. Lady Vikings lead 36-22. Get the ball in bounds to the Lewigs. Lewigs drives inside the paint there, takes a jump shot, rolls in, out, no good. Rebounded by Harris from South Spencer. Harris bringing the ball to court. Nice bounce pass to Shorts, and it went right off her hands, and it's going to be Norposi ball. 5:42 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 14 at 36-22. Lewigs bringing the ball to court for Norposi. Lewigs bounce pass to Weatherholt in the middle to Ward. Ward gets fouled, trying to go get the pass to Heath, and she gets fouled. And that's on J.C. Meese. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for South Spencer. So Norfolk's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket here. 5:21 or 5:27 left here in the quarter. In the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt tries to go up for the shot, and she gets fouled going to the basket. And that foul is going to be on, that's going to be on Lexis Harris. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. One line for two free throw shots will be Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot, goes up, it's good. She has 4 points in the game now. 37-22 is the score. So Weatherholt can take her second free throw shot. Weatherholt has 4 points in the game tonight. Takes her second one, and it's also good. So she was 2 for 2 at the line. 38-22 is the score. Lady Vikings up 16 points. 5:23 left here, third quarter. Meese gets it across to the second line. O'Donohue back to Harris. Over to 12, number Kaelin Cook. Out to Donohue. The Shorts to Meese. Meese drives in the paint there, takes a jump shot, goes up, it's good. 2-point basket by J.C. Meese. 38-24 is the score. 38-24, Lady Vikings up 14. 4:53 left here in the third quarter. Lewis. Bounce pass to Heath. Heath goes up with it, and they call Heath for traveling. Wow. I don't know about that one. Substitution in the game, Addie Murphy and Ellie Jo Johnson in the game for Kylie Bender and Ella Weatherholt. South Spencer trying to get him on the ball. Get into Shorts. Over to Meese. Meese gets across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Shorts, and they call it a kickball. It's going to be South Spencer ball here. 4:37 left here in the third quarter. Lady Vikings still lead this game, 38-24. Probably gets a, they get the ball in balance of Meese. Meese bounce passes over to Harris. Harris drives, gets the ball to Cook. To Donohoe, over to Shorts in the left side. Shorts hands it off to Harris. Harris lost the ball, got it back. Almost got it stolen by Johnson. Tried to make a jump shot, and we got a possession arrow, and that possession arrow is going to go to Marposi. 4:15 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings got it. Still have a 14-point lead at 38-24. Kelly Winks in the game now for South Spencer for Alexis Harris. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for Marposi. She gets across the 10-second line. Bounce pass over to Murphy. Murphy. And Norposi called a timeout. They called a full timeout. So 4 minutes, 4 seconds left here. Third quarter, Norposi leads 38-24. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball, I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. 4 minutes, 4 seconds left here, third quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 38-24. Lady Vikings will have the ball here around midcourt. Come back into play here. Coach Cole called a full timeout. Just a set of play. Didn't like what he saw there when they had the ball. So they regrouped. Murphy gets the ball in balance to Johnson. Johnson passes it over to Lewigs. Lewigs bounce pass to Murphy. Back to Lewigs. Over to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Murphy. And Murphy tried to make a pass to Ward and threw it way over her head. It's going to be South Spencer ball here with 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Donahoe trying to inbound the ball, gets it inbounds to Shorts. Shorts gets it across the midcourt line to Wink. Wink back over to Meese, and it went out of, well, at the hands of a North Posey player. It's still going to be South Spencer ball. 3:42 left here, third quarter. Donahoe got the ball inbounds to Shorts. Shorts bounce pass to Donahoe on the baseline. Back out to Meese. Meese still dribbling the ball. Meese takes the longest three-point shot. It goes up, and it's good. Three-point basket by J.C. Meese. 38-27. Vikings up 11. 3:18 left here in the quarter. South Spencer actually outscoring North Posey here in the third quarter right now. Lewis gets the ball. Heath takes a baseline shot, goes up, and it's a three-point basket. It's good. Melissa Heath, three-point basket, 41-27. 2:54 left here in the first quarter. Lewis just stole the ball, and she goes down on a fast break, lays it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 43-27, Lady Vikings lead by 16. J.C. Meese trying to get the ball across the 10-second line, being guarded by him, Lewis. Gets it over to Shorts. Shorts tries to lay it up, goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward passes the ball up the court to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Ward. And Ward tried to throw a pass to Johnson and threw it over her head, too, as well. In the game for North Posey is Ella Weatherholt and Kylie Bender for Alyssa Heath and Jazz Ward. South Spencer got the ball. They get it inbounds to Meese. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left here in third quarter. Lady Vikings have a 16-point lead. Ball over to Cook. And it went out of bounds. Kaylin Cook made a pass to Wink, and it went out of bounds, and it's going to be North Posey ball. So another South Spencer turnover. Alyssa Heath back in the game for Ellie Jo Johnson. Ball inbounds. Weatherholt's got the ball. Gets the ball to Lewis. Over to Murphy in the middle to Heath. Heath bounce pass in the middle there. Nice in the paint to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it and she makes a 2-point basket. 45-27 is the score. Lady Vikings lead 18. Harris takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis brings the ball to the court. Gives it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt over to Murphy. Murphy bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Out to Bender. Bender takes a 3-point shot. Yep, it's good. 3-point basket by Kylie Bender. 48-27. Lady Vikings up 21. Biggest lead of the game. Another steal by Addie Murphy. And Murphy just got fouled after she stole the ball. And that foul is number one, Alexis Harris. That's her third personal foul, third team foul of the quarter. I was just trying to see if the foul was on. So North Posey going to have to inbound the ball the full length of the court with a minute 21 left here in the third quarter. Lady Vikings got a 21-point lead at 48-27. Biggest lead of the night for Lady Vikings. With the ball in the middle to Heath. Back out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back out to Heath. Or to Bender on the baseline to Lewis. In the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 50-27 is the score now. Shorts takes the three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe throws it back in the middle to Meese. And Meese gets fouled going to the basket. It's going to be on Murphy. That's Murphy's first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Going the line for two free throw shots will be J.C. Meese. Meese takes her first free throw shot, and it's good. 50-28 is the score now. 44.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Meese has, she has 6, 11. She has 12 points in the game. Meese takes her second free throw shot, and it's no good. Rebounded by Heath. Lugs gets the ball to Murphy. Murphy tries to drive the lane there. Still in, dribbles it right off her foot, and it's going to be South Spencer ball. 33.2 seconds left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings have a 50-28 lead over South Spencer. Harris gets the ball and bounce to Meese. Meese back to Harris. Harris bringing the ball across the 10-second line. Bounce pass over to Shorts. Shorts over to Harris. Back to Meese. Meese bounce pass to Wink. And Wink tried to make a pass, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be – it went off a North Posey player. It's going to be South Spencer ball here with 18.9 seconds left, third quarter. South Spencer has another substitution. Number 10, Caden Crane's coming back in the game for Callie Wink. So South Spencer's got the ball here with 18.9 seconds left. Harris inbounds the ball to Meese. Meese bounce past the middle to Cook. Back out to Harris. In the middle to Cook. And we got a possession arrow, a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to go to South Spencer. 7.2 seconds left here, third quarter. So Lady Rebels going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Harris is going to inbound the ball for South Spencer. It's an inbounds to Crane, and it got knocked out of bounds. It's going to be South Spencer ball again. 5.7 seconds left on the game clock here in the third quarter. Harris tries to get the ball in bounds to someone. Looks up court to Schwartz, and Weatherholt stole the ball. Gets it over to Bender. Bender takes a shot, goes up, and she almost made it. And that is the end of the third quarter. Three quarters ended. North Posey leads this game by the score of 50-28. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. You're going to start the fourth quarter. North Posey going to get the ball at midcourt. Lady Vikings lead 50-28 over South Spencer. Lugs handling the ball right now for North Posey. Gives it to Murphy. Murphy throws in the middle to Heath. Heath goes up with it, lays it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 52-28 North Posey. Harris bringing the ball up the court for South Spencer. Looks up court to Wink. Wink tries to throw the ball to Cook, and Cook gets fouled. Getting the ball, and it's going to be a foul. That's going to be Alyssa Heath. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Marcosi. Gets an inbounds. And that's a two-point basket, baseline basket there by Callie Wink. 52-30 is the score. Posey leads by 22. Weatherholtz got the ball. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Goes up and gets fouled, and then she makes the basket. She's going to go line for the three-point play. 54-30 is the score. That foul is the number 10, Cadence Crane. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. First foul, Spencer. In the game now for it's Kendall Schwartz for South Spencer. Listen, he's going to go line for the three-point play. Heath now has 14 points in the game. And she makes her free throw. So she got 15 in the game now. 55-30 is the score now. The Vikings up 25 here, 7-12 left in the fourth quarter. In the middle of the Schwartz. Schwartz back out to Wink. Wink takes its shot. No good. Rebounded by Cook, and it went out of bounds. Cook caught the ball, but her foot was on the line, and it's going to be North Posey ball here. With 7:02 left here, fourth quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 25, 55, 30. Murphy bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Murphy gets the ball over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt. Passes over to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Out to Heath. Over to Bender. Bender just lays it up off the glass. It rolls out. Missed it. And Bender's going to get called for the foul. So that's going to be Kylie Bender's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Marposi. Coming in the game from Raposi's Ellie Jo Johnson and Jazz Ward for Addie Murphy and Mallory Lewis. Raposi still playing a full court press. South Spencer gets the ball in bounds. JC Meese got the ball. Just got it stolen by Heath. Bender lays it up on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Kylie Bender. 57-30 is the score now. Kendall Schwartz. Gets across midcourt line, and South Spencer calls a timeout. And we got a full timeout by South Spencer. 6:15 left to your fourth quarter. North Posey leads 57-30. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left here, fourth quarter. North Posey leads 57-30 over South Spencer. South Spencer going to get the ball at midcourt here. They're getting down the ball. They put some substitutions in here now. They got Eddie Ling, number 4 in the game. Also see number 14, Ruthie Clark, and 22, Kendall Lloyd. So Ling handling the ball right now, gives it over to Ruthie Clark, number 14. Out to Ella Newt, number 23. Or to Clark, number five, which is Chloe Taylor. They get it up ball to Heath, gets the ball. Loses control of it, and South Spencer's Chloe Taylor gets the ball back for South Spencer. Gives it over to number 4, Addie Ling. I get used to these names, or Taylor. In the middle there to Kendall Lloyd and Jazz Ward fouled her. So that's going to be Ward's first personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for North Pelicans. Yeah, that's the most fouls they've had in a quarter. It was three. Kendall Lloyd's going to the line for the free throw shot. She goes up for her first one, and it's good. That's Lloyd's first point of the game. 57-31 is the score now. Lloyd takes her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So she goes two for two at the line on that play. 57-32 is the score. Ellie Jo Johnson handling the ball right now for North Posey. It's in the middle to Heath. Heath tries to make a pass, gets it stolen by Addie Ling. Ling bounce passes it up middle to South Spencer, but it went off the hands of the South Spencer player. It's going to be North Posey ball here with 5 minutes, 12 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath back out to Johnson, over to Ward. Baseline to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot, and it's good. Kylie Bender, 60-32 now is the score. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the quarter. 23 is Newton. She made a shot, missed it, rebounded by Bender. Bender looks up court to Heath. Heath throws in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws it back out to Johnson. Three-point basket by Heath. Off the rim, no good. Heath gets her own rebound, goes back up with it again. Gets fouled, and she makes the basket, and she's going to go to the line for the three-point play. 62-32 now is the score. That foul was the number 23, Ella Newton. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Eddie Murphy's in the game now for Kylie Bender. Won the line for a three-point play is Alyssa Heath. Heath makes the three. She makes the basket, so she gets the three-point play on that. 63-32 is the score. 4 minutes, 25 seconds left here in the game. South Spencer. And we got a timeout. We got a full timeout by South Spencer. 4 minutes, 16 seconds left here, fourth quarter. North Posey leads 63-32. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. 4 minutes, 16 seconds left here, fourth quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 63-32. South Spencer try to have the ball when they come back into play. South Spencer took all their starters out of the game. They have Addie Lane bringing the ball to court for South Spencer, being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. And we got a foul on number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson. That's going to be her first personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter for South Spencer. We get it up top to Ling. And Ling got it taken away from her, and she got fouled. Chloe Kirkhoff got the foul. She just came in the game. That's her first personal foul. 15 foul. So going on the line for two free throw shots will be Addie Lane. Lane takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's no good. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 10, Caitlin Seibert. For her first time today. Coming out of the game is Jazz Ward. Ward had a great game tonight. She ended up with 8 points tonight for Lady Vikings. Lane getting her to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. So she goes one for two at the line. 63-33 is the score. The Vikings up by 30. 4 minutes and 2 seconds left here in this game. Ellie Joe Johnson handling the ball right now for Mark Posey. Gives it over to Heath. Heath on the other side to Murphy. Murphy over to Heath. Heath goes up with it, lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 65-33. And we got a possession arrow here, and that we got a jump ball. It's going to be South Spencer's ball here with 3 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. So Ruthie Clark inbound the ball to Addie Lane. Then gets the ball over number 14, which is Ruthie Clark. She made a three-point basket, rebounded by Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff gets the ball over up to Heath. Heath lost control of it, goes back up again, and she gets fouled, and she's going to go line for two. That foul is on number 23, Ella Newton. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter. Going line for two free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. Heath takes her first free throw shot. Goes, it's all good. Izzy Helms in the game now for Ellie Joe Johnson. Heath takes her second free throw shot. It's good. She goes one for two there at the line. 66-33 is the score. The Vikings up by 33. Number five is Chloe Taylor. Gets it over in the middle there. Bank shot by number 22, which is Kendall Lloyd, and she got a rebound, but Nora Posey got a hold of the ball too, but it was alternating possession arrow, and it's going to go to Nora Posey. 3:04 left here, fourth quarter. Addie Murphy coming, bringing the ball up the court for Nora Posey. This ball over to Izzy Hallam, who just came in the game for Nora Posey. Over to Seibert. Seibert over to Heath. Heath back over to Seibert. Seibert gets over to Murphy. Hallam able to recover it, and Hallam's foot was on the line, and it's going to be South Spencer ball. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Mark Posey leads 66-33. South Spencer, Ling bringing the ball to court for South Spencer, gives it to 22, Lloyd. For Clark. Clark's got the ball. Clark just got it stolen from Heath. Heath's going down the lane here on the fast break. Heath goes up with it, lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 68-33. It should be a running clock now. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. 35 points now. Shot by South Spencer. No good. Rebounded by number 22, which was Kendall Lloyd, and she got fouled going to the basket. That foul's number 10, Caitlin Seibert. That's her first personal foul. Going line for two free throw shots will be Kendall Lloyd, number 22 for South Spencer. Lloyd takes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. 68-33 is the score. We've got 2 minutes exactly left here in the fourth quarter. Lloyd takes her second free throw shot, goes up, and it's good. So she's 3 for 4 at the line tonight. 68-34. Under 2 minutes left here in the game. Murphy got the ball, gives it to Seibert. Seibert over to Heath. Heath tried to make a shot, but Seibert was able to recover it. And Seibert got fouled on that play. And that foul is going to... Who's that going to be on? That's on Ruthie Clark. That's her first personal foul. 14 foul a quarter for South Spencer. In the middle to Heath. Heath got... Almost got it away. Murphy was able to recover it. And it's going to be... Or Posey ball. We got to run the clock here. Minute and 10 seconds left. Ella Weatherholt's back in the game for Nora Posey. She's coming in the game for Alyssa Heath. Heath had a good game tonight. I have to total her points up in just a little bit. Izzy Hallam got the ball down to 50 seconds left in the game. We had running clock with the going over 35 points. 40 seconds left in the game. Eddie Murphy's just holding the ball right now for North Posey. And it looks like they're just going to hold the ball and run the clock out. There's no reason to up the score anymore or anything like that. 25 seconds left in the game. 20 seconds. Murphy's just going to hold it. 15. 10. 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as the game, final score, North Posey wins 68-34 over South Spencer. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you tonight's scoring, individual scoring totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
East Coast Tax Title and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine. Because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Viking and the South Spencer Lady Rebels. Final score tonight, North Posey wins 68-34. They improved their season record to 15 wins and 6 losses on the year, while South Spencer falls to 9 wins and 11 losses on their season. Congratulations to North Posey getting their 15th win of the year. They had a great game tonight. We had a running clock. They hit the 35 or more point barrier, and we had a running clock for the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. So congratulations to them. First quarter started off, North Posey and South Spencer were tied at 9-9 after one quarter of play. Then North Posey outscored South Spencer 23-10 in the second quarter to take a 32-19 lead at the half. North Posey scored 18 points in the third quarter, outscored South Spencer 18-9 in the third quarter to extend their lead out to 50-28. Lady Vikings scored 18 points. They outscored South Spencer 18-6 in the fourth quarter to win by the final score of 68-34. Individual scoring tonight for South Spencer, they were led in scoring by J.C. Meese with 12 points. Then we had Callie Wink with 8 points. Kylie Donahoe with 5 points. Kendall Lloyd with 3 points. Alexis Harris with 3 points. She was their leading scorer with 12 a game, and they held her to 3 points tonight. Kendall Lloyd with 3 points. Alexis Harris with 3 points. Kaylin Cook with 2 points. And Addie Ling with 1 point. And that was tonight's scoring for South Spencer. Their free throw shooting tonight, the Lady Rebels went 6 for 10 from the free throw line. North Posey went 8 for 14 from the free throw line as a team tonight. For North Posey, they had 3 players in double digits, nearly had 5 players in double digits tonight, but they were led in scoring by Alyssa Heath with 23 points. I believe she's 44. She's pretty close to the 1,000-point mark now, so she should be able to get that pretty easily in the next two games, at least the next two games. So, but she scored a game-high 23 points tonight for Heath. Then we had Kylie Bender had 15 points. Mallory Lewis had 11 points. Ella Weatherhill had 9 points. And Jazz Ward had 8 points. So we nearly had 5 players with double digits tonight for North Posey. Then we had Addie Murphy with 2 points. And that's a scoring tonight for North Posey. So, but again, Lady Vikings played good tonight. Won by the final score of 68-34. Improved to 15-6 on the season. They will play their season finale this Thursday night on the road at Forest Park. We'll bring that game to you live around 7 o'clock. Until then, have a great evening. Thanks for listening to us on WPIW, and we'll be back again on Thursday night. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.